Saudi Arabia, the biggest exporter of oil in the world and a nation in the news for human rights abuses.
Also Saudi Arabia, host sponsors and investors in WWE SmackDown, F1 Racing, the WTA Finals and Women's Tennis, MMA, the LIV Golf Takeover of the PGA, oh, and esports.
And now Saudi Arabia is pouring billions of dollars into the biggest sport on the planet, soccer.
Football, beautiful football. And that's why we're here, Crooked Media's Tommy Vito.
And Men in Blazers' Roger Bennett. It's season two of World Corrupt.
And all it took to bring us back was Saudi Arabia purchasing Newcastle United, a sleeping giant of the English Premier League.
The biggest, most watched, most lucrative league in the world.
The day the takeover is announced, you see fans dressed in traditional Saudi clothing, including the checkered kaffiyeh. You suddenly have an army of defenders and apologists for anything the Saudis would have been accused of over the years, overnight.
Not to mention a pile of cash spent luring a mercenary battalion of legendary footballers to Saudi Arabia itself in an attempt to extreme makeover their domestic league.
And now they've secured the biggest prize of all, the biggest validation, the biggest spotlight, the Earth's biggest billboard, aside from Cristiano Ronaldo's abs, the 2034 World Cup.
And next, Saudi Arabia, where women couldn't even drive until recently, wants to host the 2035 Women's World Cup.
To understand how and why all this is happening requires a grasp of both the naughty sporting realities
and the complex geopolitics of the region.
That's the million-dollar question. I suppose it's probably the trillion-dollar question.
So it's time to get the gang back together. Mighty Ducks 2 style, World Corrupt Season 2. Available on both the Men in Blazers and Pod Save the World podcast feeds, and now you can look at us. Also available on the Pod Save the World YouTube channel.
Episode 1 drops Saturday, March 16th. Yes, World Corrupt Season 2. It's like True Detective Season 4, but with more days of night.